The BBC, like any other giant corporation, runs special courses for its staff. These range over such important subjects as advanced accountancy, organising sports and recreational events, catering without killing, personnel management, brainwashing, and I forget the other ones. Anyway, they're only of minor importance. Oh, wait a minute. Yes, I remember. Radio and television.
And welcome to Broadcasting House, gentlemen. Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, newsreader persons of all sexes. I'm Brian Fulsom, your course instructor in newsreading. Now, please answer your names and tell me where you come from. First of all, Johnson, Hamish.
Scotland. I've been working in Scottish television for 3 years. Scottish Soccer International.
Good, yes. Riley, Sian. And I'm sorry, Sean.
Liverpool, international karate and bass guitar.
Yes, first class, yes. Thomas, John?
Yorkshire, cricket, test team, come from Huddersfield.
Well done. It's a good place to come from, yes. Cartwright, Mavis.
Bristol, West Country, farmer's daughter and proud of it. Wimbledon, Tennessee.
Yes, jolly good. Oh, my God. Well, now, the object of this special course is to turn you all into potential peak-time BBC newsreaders for the Overseas Service. The World Service of the BBC. And now, Johnson, read line number one.
Oh, aye. The rain and Spain stays mainly on the plains.
Yes. Mr. Riley?
What?
Will you read the next line? You can read.
Music, though. Words, yes.
The next line, Riley, please.
Like Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled pepper like.
Yeah. John Thomas? Will you read for me?
Around the rugged rocks, the rugged rascal rock.
Yes. And lastly, Miss Mavis Cartwright, the next line, please.
Oh, to be in England now that April's here. The sun's shining bright. It's lovely weather, with the sound of the bees and the tits and the others.
I won't have that sort of practical joke in my newsreading class. All of you write on the blackboard after class, I must not allow my sense of humour to show while newsreading. British newsreading leads the world, and the other nationals look to us to set a standard in newsreading far above the rest of the world. That is sober, articulate, informative, and above all, totally impartial.
3 months later, the potential newsreaders are ready to graduate.
I'm very happy to announce that you've all passed with flying colors. You are all now Class 5 newsreaders, capable of international newsreading on the BBC World Service. I'd just like to thank you individually. Well done, Johnson.
Oh, thank you, Brian. I enjoyed learning from you, Orkai the New.
Sian, I'm sorry, I never get it right. Sean O'Reilly, well done, lad. Thank you, Wacker. I've enjoyed every bloody minute, Brian. Wack, John Thomas, you are a credit to Yorkshire.
Bye, That's nice of you, Brian. I'm reet grateful. Bye.
And lastly, but by no means least, Mavis Cartwright. A cracking job, Mavis.
Thank you, Brian. I can't tell you what it's done for me.